for KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. The city of Moreno Valley approved their general plan last week. That's despite ongoing concerns with how the city will address pollution impacts from trucks from warehouses. KVCR's Anthony Victoria has more.
The Sierra Club sued Moreno Valley in 2022 over its general plan. California Attorney General Rob Bonta also intervened in the lawsuit. Both argued that the city's environmental analysis of the plan was flawed, and a state judge agreed. City planners say they've corrected the plan by taking into account truck and pollution impacts on vulnerable neighborhoods. Stephen Quintanilla, MoVal city attorney, says they've satisfied the judge's order by requiring things like electric trucks and equipment for future warehouse projects.
Not only do we exceed the basic requirements of AB 98 and SB 415 in regards to mitigation measures for air quality, we also exceed in many cases what the AG's office had requested.
AB 98 and SB 415 were laws passed by the state legislature to address warehouse pollution in the Inland Empire. The AG's office said in a letter to the city that they were satisfied with changes to the general plan, but also said MoVal hasn't updated truck route plans required by AB 98. Quintanilla says the city is aware of that.
That's where we're going to pick up our next topic with the Attorney General's office.
The council voted unanimously to approve the updated plan, and Quintanilla says the city continues to work to update its truck routes. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in Moreno Valley.
California community colleges may be required to offer remote teaching opportunities for faculty who are deported or denied reentry to the U.S. because of their immigration status. That's because of a new measure making its way through the Capitol. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala has more from a recent Assembly Higher Education Committee hearing.
Assemblymember Mike Gibson says his bill is about creating stability and consistency.
Making sure that students, underscore students, can stay on track even in the face of unexpected circumstances beyond their control.
The Gardena Democrat says community college faculty who are deported, self-deport, or who are denied reentry after a brief trip would be allowed to continue teaching remotely. Committee Vice Chair Assemblymember Carl DeMaio calls this a unicorn bill.
There's not one student that has missed a class because their professor has been deported or detained, because not a single community college professor has been deported or detained.
The Republican lawmaker from San Diego says it's meant to create hysteria that immigration officers are waiting to detain professors. However, supporters point to a Brown University professor who was deported earlier this year despite a judge order blocking her removal as a reason to take preventative measures. A spokesperson for the Faculty Association of California Community Colleges, which supports the bill, says there are no reliable estimates on how many faculty could be directly affected by immigration enforcement. The bill passed the committee along party lines and now heads to appropriations. In Sacramento, I'm Gerardo Zavala.
San Bernardino County says homelessness has dropped for the second year in a row. The county's 2026 point-in-time count found 3,700 sheltered and unsheltered homeless residents during the annual survey conducted in January. Officials say that's a 3% decrease from last year. Of those counted, nearly 2,500 were living unsheltered, while about 1,300 were staying in shelters. Unsheltered homelessness saw the biggest drop. That's down more than 7%, or 188 people, compared to last year. County officials say the decline reflects expanded outreach efforts, more shelter space, and continued investments in permanent supportive housing. The annual count helps local leaders track homelessness trends and secure state and federal funding for housing and services. County leaders say while the numbers are encouraging, significant work remains to help more people find stable housing. This has been your Midday News Update. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.